Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit, and if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, why fly to the front of styles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the moving Lusty Lush and Buffy speakers, 5,000, booming watts, bringing you the party right through your router box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lusty Lush on the move. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it, with it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it, with it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Your girl, Lusty Lush, live in the building, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's Friday, Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday, Open Mic Friday. You got some poetry, you got some freestyle. It's going down today. Tell us who you following on Twitter. Today, my co-host is the wonderful, the lovely Mary.
What's
up, man? Ain't nothing, man. I'm broadcasting live from NY.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all the Barrows out there, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to White Castle, you know what I mean? I had to eat my chicken rings, you know what I mean?
You know.
Yo, we got to thank our sponsors, StrictlyBump1.com, also Ruly.com. We get it in all day, every day. ConsultingGuy.net, NationalStreetBuzz.com, and also E2K Magazine Online. Definitely we want to thank all our supporters and everybody that definitely rocks with the movement, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm live in the building with the one, the only Mary. What's cracking, Mary?
No, ain't nothing. It's Freestyle Friday, open mic night. What's good?
That's what's up, man. Tell the people what your Twitter looking like, man. Tell them what your Twitter is, man.
My Twitter. I just got on Twitter, so please forgive me if I'm not Twitter fanatic yet. But, you know, I'm following Big T. I'm following Kelly Rowland. I'm following Sherry from The View. I'm following Lush Radio. Following Consulting Guy.
That's what's up. We gonna step Mary's Twitter game up, man. Watch out. In a couple of weeks, she's going to be having, like, almost, like, 3,000, man. It's going down. We getting that Twitter on, man, all day, every day. We live on the streets of New York, BK, and you know what I'm saying? You always seeing a different wild sight everywhere you look, man. Crazy.
Yes.
For real. You know what I'm saying? So, how's your day going today, man? It's Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling today, man? Did you enjoy the weather today?
Today's been pretty good. Kind of uneventful, but I'm happy to be talking with you today. You know, you're brightening up my life, Lush, you know.
Oh, man, you're making me blush, man. You're making me blush, man. Oh, man. So you know what? I don't know if you seen this, it was on like the Tri-State News, but they were talking about, it's like a swim club, right? Mm-hmm. It's like one of those, like, bougie swim clubs, like, you know, the elite of the elite swim clubs, like, around, like, Pennsylvania, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you got to pay like a couple of G's to even be in this part of the swim club, right?
What?
And it was like African-American kids that went and joined. They were part of the Squirrel Club, and they paid the money. But the people that I guess own the spot or whatever, they're Caucasian people, right?
Yeah.
And so the situation was the kids went and paid all this, a couple of thousand dollars for this to go and swim, you know, enjoy themselves. Yo, they got there, man. The white people said, nah.
Oh,
y'all
wow.
All the white kids got out the pool, so they was like, nah, acting like the black kids going to kill their kids or something like that. And then they refunded the black people money back.
Oh, my gosh.
Kids like that. Yeah, the kids said, wow, you know what I'm saying? They never been so hurt in their life. These kids had the money. You know, it's just it's because of their skin color. I thought we done got out of that stage already.
I thought that too. Still today, we still got to go through stuff like that. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they had the money.
And they had the money. It wasn't like, you know, the kids was excited, you know, they was in there. But they just, you know, it was just terrible. The kids were just like, you know, very hurt. And I'm shocked that people are still, you know, going through this right now. You know, honestly. So I was just like, if y'all out there, man, go ahead and Google it. Yeah, swim team, swim club, Pennsylvania, man. Check it out, man. Y'all need to write blog about it. We need to petition this place, man. You know, it just happened the other day. You know, cats really need to petition this because we can't have stuff like this going on. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson just passed. He brought everybody together. You got Obama. We talking about change. And y'all going back to the Stone Age. What's going on, man? For real.
Yes.
If y'all got any feelings about this, man, and y'all listening to this and y'all want to, you know, talk about it, man, y'all call in at 347-826-7722. Yo, we talking about Open Mic Freestyle Friday. Who you following on Twitter, man? We get it cracking all day, every day, man.
No.
So, I mean, how you feel about that, man?
I think that's crazy because we are in the day and age where we have a black man president. This should not still be occurring. Like, they can pay for it. They can swim debt. Like, we are not contaminated. Black skin color is not a disease. It's something that we were blessed with, and we need to just be accepted. It's not. Something like it's we're not in like Martin Luther King fought for this. We saw his kids at the memorial. He fought for this. We should not still be going through something like this, and it's really a shame. And I think people should voice their opinion about this because it should not still be going on, and this place should be shut down because it's not right.
Definitely, man. I'm calling out to all the bloggers out there. I'm calling out to all the journalists. I'm calling out the radio. I'm calling out the news. Y'all need to go up there and y'all need to get petitions together, you know, and definitely, you know, talk about this situation. Because this right here is ridiculous. Also, I don't know if y'all heard about the cat that, I forgot what his name was, but he played for the Ravens and stuff, and he was found murdered in Tennessee, shot and killed in his house with another young lady.
McNair.
Yeah, McNair. He had got shot and killed.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got any more details on that story? Because my thing is, like, the woman that he got shot and killed with wasn't his wife.
No, she was not.
Mm-hmm.
She was his 20-year-old mistress.
Apparently, he was seeing abroad, and he leaves a wife and children behind.
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly did you get yourself caught up into, McNair?
Exactly.
And the story continues. We were still trying to wait up for some developing you know, information in regards to that situation. I don't know, was it a setup?
I saw yesterday that the case, they found out that the girl, they had relations before she shot him. She actually shot him, the girl herself, the 20-year-old girl that he was his mistress. She shot him. They had relations, and then he fell asleep, and she rang 4 bullets in him and then killed herself. That was it.
Wow.
Because
apparently what I heard was that the police then discovered that the actual murder weapon was underneath both of them.
Mm-hmm.
When they bodies inside, they found the murder weapon. So apparently he got up with some young crazy broad,
yep.
And she like, oh, you need to leave your wife. If I can't have you, nobody can have you. That's what I'm thinking in my head.
Yeah.
So the scenario in my head is like, she a young broad, this dude got some money, you know, and maybe he told her he was going to leave his wife or some men, you know how men, you know, a lot of these young girls and twist their head up.
Yep.
I don't know what he told the girl. I mean, he didn't deserve to die, but I'm just like, come on now. You have a wife,
exactly.
Okay? You know, and then.
In that situation. He just put himself in that situation. And she, too, is a young girl, 20 years old.
She was 20 years old. And McNeil's like, how old?
30-something. Almost 50 years older than her.
I mean, you know, I mean, but the same thing, apparently her mentality wasn't together because, you know what I'm saying, she blew your brains out. She shot you and then shot herself. So I saw in my mind is basically like, if I can't have you, your wife can't have you, nobody can have you, so we're going to die together like Romeo and Juliet.
Mm.
But I'm going to put two bullets in you first. That's crazy.
That's really crazy. That is insane.
If you have any opinions or feelings about this McNeil situation, call in at 826-7722 and let us know what you feel about it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's very disturbing to hear, you know, this situation that went on with McNeil. You know, I'm just definitely shocked, you know, to see that the situation about this young man who ends up getting killed but gets shot by his own mistress.
Exactly.
Isn't that ironic, you know? So if you have any issues or whatever, you wanna comment about this McNeil situation, call in at 347-826-7722. But I'm sitting here right here, you know what I'm saying, with the wonderful BK Finest, the one and only Aunt Rosie right here, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she want to speak on this McNeil situation, who formerly used to play for the Ravens, was caught shot and killed in his crib with a young 20-year-old mistress.
Yep.
Not his wife.
Nope.
Come to find out the mistress killed him. Mm-hmm. Both laying in their own full of blood, of turmoil. Tell us how you feel about that, Aunt Rosie.
Well, I just like to say, it's a sad situation, and things happen when, you know, you play with people's feelings. She caught a lot of feelings for this man. She was promised that he was going to leave his wife, from what the media is saying, though you can't believe a lot of that, what they're saying, but according to what they put out there, he was going to leave his wife, so she thought she was going to be the one. She wasn't going to be the mistress. She was going to be the top one.
Mm-hmm.
Wifey place, be new wifey. And so it happens that didn't happen. He said he's going back to his wife, and she couldn't handle it and had to take him out, but took herself out and at the end, too. So I guess that tells us that cheating is not always what it's meant, what it seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always having that candy on the side ain't always too sweet.
Yep.
You know, so it's best to be on your grind. And if you're going to say, I do, just keep it at that and keep it moving. Just invent your life with your wife or your husband and make it more flavorful the way you would do if you wanted somebody on the side. Let your wife be the chick on the side. How about that? Let your husband be the man on the side. Well,
you better preach, Rosie.
But that's all I'm going to say. Y'all have a nice one.
That's what's up. Those are the two jewels from Aunt Rosie, the one and only, Brooklyn's finest. But you know what I'm saying? I just feel like once you say the whole I do situation, right? And it's a lot of men out here. It's like that's the natural thing, to have a wife and then a girlfriend on the side, because they feel like they can take care of the girlfriend on the side. But when you see that the girlfriend becomes more possessive and she's like, nah, man, I'm tired of that. I want to be number one. You got a problem. Hey, having your cake and eat it too, man, it comes after with some deadly, deadly, deadly circumstances. And you see right here with your man McNeil, you know, I'm sorry, man. The man had to pass, but, dog, cheating ain't easy. Sometimes it gets you greasy. Your own blood. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to his family and stuff. I know his wife getting a lot of some money in her pocket. Put it in her pocket.
But I feel so bad for her. It's like, how do you explain, like, what happened? The kids don't understand. This is crazy.
it's just like, it's, and it's embarrassing too, because it's like who would a wife want to hear that their demise of their husband is with another woman? You know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, okay, he got killed, and maybe, you know, they find something or whatever, but not, and with another woman, like, that's crazy. On national, I know she has to be, like, hurting inside, but you know what? She can put it in the pocket.
She's claiming to not have known about this mistress, but her woman antennas must have not have been up, because he was with this lady for a while.
Yeah, that's another thing that I was thinking about. I wonder if she knew. I think she did. Maybe if she was in one of those situations, well, okay, let him have his mistress, but I'm still getting the money. Or, I don't know, maybe let him have the mistress, but I'm not leaving him kind of situation.
She didn't want to believe that he really was cheating on her.
Yeah, I mean, some women go into that, you know, that point of denial, you know, and then, you know, you got some women, you know, that basically say, hey, I'm the top chick. I'm the one that he's taking care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
He can have his cake and eat it too. It's nothing. You know? Some women are like that. And they know they women, their men cheat. But, I mean, she's claiming that she ain't know. Ain't no way in hell that you ain't know that your man was cheating. Okay? Because women have that do-no-no-no-no-no-no-no. And tell them, man, you can sniff it. You can say, oh, yeah, you've been on some other stuff, baby.
Somebody on the side, too.
Maybe
well,
she did.
Paying no attention to him.
Maybe she did have somebody on the other side.
A lot of scenarios to that.
Yes, sir. You know, but at the end of the day, she the one that's the wifey, and she's going to be putting it in the pocket. And she could have her man toy on the side. And they can both be putting it in the pocket. You know, man.
That's the truth.
You know, because we're talking about love, we're talking about this whole infidelity situation and the blood, sweat, and tears of a cheater. Let's go ahead and play some Carrie Hilston. You know, sometimes love knocks you down, because when it knocked him down, he didn't get back up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So... We're gonna talk. Go ahead and play some Carrie Hilston. You gonna kick that up for us, Murray, real quick.
I got you.
That's what's up, Carrie Hilston.
Knocked it down.
Yep.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have? Dessert or dessert?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like a man.
The bullet, bend the off into NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please, don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. How could a goddess ask someone that's only average for advice? OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now. I'ma ask him.
So you gotta take the good with the bad, happy and the sad. But will you bring a better future than I had in the past? Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
That was Kerry Hilson, Knock You Down.
Definitely, definitely, man. Mary's going to continue on with the show. I'm going to pop back in a second real quick.
That was Kerry Hilson, Knock.
I'm having
Kerry Hilson, Knock You Down. And we were talking about McNair and his mistress and how she shot him, and I guess that kind of applies. And he got knocked down from his love, I guess. But today we're talking about who you follow on Twitter. It's Freestyle Friday, and it's open mic night, so come and call in and have us read some of your poetry. I myself am a poet, so you can share. Right now.
So you got some callers live in the building, Murray?
Nah, we don't have no callers right now. It's good.
Right now, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know what? We should go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, throw another song on there. You see something in there that you feeling right now that we should give to the people right now? You feeling something in there?
Let's play some MJ.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, you are not alone.
Okay, that's
another what... day has gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go? Leave my world.
yeah, you are not alone, man.
Definitely,
you know,
never get tired of Mike.
Yeah, never get tired of Mike. I mean, I'm a radio station. They might pay him just for that data. We constantly showing Michael love over here, man.
Yes, always.
You know, we're going to play it until y'all just regurgitate Mike. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is, man.
Exactly.
We'll talk. You know what I'm saying? They still selling Michael picks on the corner and stuff. I just copy like 10 of them joints real quick. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely going to need to pick one of those up.
So she said she's coming over tomorrow to come and pick up her shirt and her, you know what I'm saying? She gonna be rocking, you know what I'm saying, that Strictly Bump One, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying, giving us, they got the real sexy joints for the girls, man, the ladies. Now with the different flavors, because you know your lady, tell me what's your flavor, you know?
Yes, exactly.
All the different kinds, man.
Get it, let's showcase your talents. Go ahead.
Crazy as all the world, man. I heard you do a little poetry and stuff, though.
I do.
Somebody was telling me something like that. You feel like, you know, reciting the joint for us real quick, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I could do like, something.
Okay, y'all brace yourself now. This is Murray. You know what I'm saying? Exclusive, first time on Lush Radio. Murray's about to drop a piece for us, baby. Go ahead, Murray, give it to him.
I got you. She put on an air of pride, having something to hide. She put up her hair in that simple style, but all the while she would look at her reflection, asking herself, why am I not the picture of perfection? As her conscience made an interjection, saying, you are the beauty your eye beholds. It is not determined by the powder on your nose. Society, they need to be washed out with the hose. What is true beauty? Nobody knows. Now think, what is the definition of beauty? Is it the girl with the really big booty or face? Let's think back so we can chase our common misconceptions about beauty. Because beauty comes from the heart. And beauty and the heart, they will never part. Now let's start. How can we make up for your mistakes? Let's think back to where it all took place. Was it when you let society hypnotize you with their evil eyes, you did not know what they do? Now, I cannot tell you what you did not know. All I can do is show you true beauty. Now, listen to your heart, and beauty will flow.
Wow. You get the double snaps and the claps and all the kicks and all that. Wow.
Thank
you. You know, you had it in you, Murray. I ain't even know you had it in you, Murray. Go ahead, Murray. You go, girl.
Thanks, Murray.
And the crowd goes, wow. That's what, man. That was definitely hot right there, man.
Oh, thank you.
And the title of that one was, what was the title of that one right there?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, talking about what the definition of what society thinks beauty is,
exactly.
and what beauty really is, you know, being, you know, inside yourself and everything like that. That's definitely what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. I got this little munchkin over here, right here. You know what I'm saying? My little mini me. Saying she want to say a couple of words. You know
go
what I'm
ahead.
Saying? You want to say something to the people, Taya?
Why did the doctor kill Michael Jackson?
Aww.
Who told you the doctor killed Michael Jackson, Taya? Huh?
Aww.
That's what you think the doctor killed Michael Jackson?
Okay. That's what the media said.
That's what the media said to you?
Yeah.
So how do you... So what is your favorite memory of Michael Jackson, Taya?
His dance of Thriller.
That's my favorite, too.
I did it at my old school.
Taya, well, how old you are?
Six.
You're six?
And tell everybody about your tooth.
It came out when I ate a sandwich from McDonald's.
Did you put it under your pillow for the tooth fairy?
Yep, she gave me $5.
What? Your tooth fairy is rich. I only got $1.
Oh.
I don't know. I guess the tooth fairy, you know, all the years of, you know, stacking bread, she done doubled up the money, you know what I'm saying?
The tooth fairy is not affected by this recession. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Because back in my day, I got like a quarter. I ain't even get a dollar. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, tooth fairy, you owe me some money, homie. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of my teeth came out, dog.
You know.
For real. talk, man. You know what I'm saying? How many minutes we got left on the clock, homie?
No, we're not even streaming no more, Lush.
Man, you know what I'm saying? It got so good, man, that they stopped streaming on us, man. You know what I'm saying? Actually, we got to give thanks to Mary because this was her first day, you know, definitely working the switchboard out there, doing the thing. She did a wonderful job. Shout out to all our listeners, our callers, and everything like that. Y'all heard that original joint from Mary, man. We keep it rocking all day. Lush Radio Online. You know, catch us on Twitter. Hit up Mary. Hit up Lush Radio Online. Consulting guy, Billy Bless, Yotech Grab. You know what I'm saying? Star Child. It's Star Child. Everybody, man. We get it in all day, every day.
All day.
NYC, we in the building.
In the build.
Yes, sir,
happy
man.
To have you, Lush. Welcome.
Happy to have you, too, man. It's all love, man. That's what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, One World Music. We get it in all day.
All
later. Peace.
Peace.